Khadija, let's pivot a bit to brand really briefly. So you just mentioned Rihanna. Rihanna being undoubtedly one of the most marketable celebrities and forces. What do you think it is about Rihanna's brand that makes it so strong? What do you think it is about Rihanna herself that feeds into such a sturdy and marketable brand?
Owning your juice. We talk about ownership,
yeah. But
that baby knows how to own her juice. And there's something to be said about somebody who believes so much in what they want to say, how they want to wear their hair, what trend they want to follow or start. It's like that right there. That shows the people that, look, anything is possible, and you don't have to worry about if someone's going to like it or if they're not going to like it. It's about, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to make it the best.
Right.
You know? So that transcends into if Rihanna says it's cool, then, if it's, what's the line? Oh, man, let me get this quote. She says, somebody else said it. Oh, it's ugly until Rihanna decides it's not.
Exactly.
the fact that you can do that, that means that you are so, you're just a force.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not quite sure if I answered the question.
You did.
Her confidence and her own and everything she does has helped her to be the force that she is.
And now transitioning that over to your brand, which is becoming bigger and bigger and bigger. You know, I mean, it's only onward and upward for you from here on out. What is it that separates your brand from other triple threats, from other dancers, if you want to speak to a specific category or other models? What is it that separates the Khadija Shari brand?
I think it's, I'm not just going to use the dark skin. Oh, I've come
right,
in my
right.
skin.
More than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's great. But I want to give back and teach about the things that I feel we aren't touching on. Like, granted, yes, we can put together a bunch of events and do all this cool stuff, but I want my brand to now focus on or show to the world, let me help us get to where you want to get to.
Right.
So just say we need Khadija at, I don't know, the next election, right?
Sure.
How do we get my job now and my brand? I wanted to bring in a whole group of young African-American creatives or sports people or whoever it might be. And we now go there and support, and we're cool enough that we could be at this White House event. We could be at the NBA Finals event. I want to show diversity, and I also want to show that all the places that I've been able to enter, you can too. How do I do that? That's where we're at right now.
Yeah.
I want to say, not only am I the model girl, not only am I the dance girl, not only am I the actress, I'm also the girl that wants to get in and get into the field and help other people see how exactly to get there.
Yeah.
Now, the brand don't only got to be for people of color, but it's also to say, look, even small things like, I don't know, are you taking your vitamins every day? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just feel like my brand is a little more organic. It's the come up of the star. Because I haven't, I almost want to say anybody that's joining in with me now could be on the rise with me. It's kind of, to me, I see they go for really big superstars, or there's people who have connects in many different places. But I almost want to say my brand is of the people, because we all out here trying to figure it out together. But honing in, I just want to say that I'm not only a triple threat. I am a woman with a cause. I want to help the next generation. So in whatever way I can do that, and the brand speaks for that, maybe I partner up with Degree and we talk about it. Maybe I partner up with, I don't know, Reebok, Puma. I'm all about helping the next generation see how they could get there or be in one of our shoes one day.
Khadija, I want to transition now into something a bit lighter. So I have a few questions here. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So Khadija, define Pharrell Williams' aura in three words.
Magnetic. Allure. Refreshing.
What designers are you most interested in now?
interested in the new kids on the block. Mm-hmm. I haven't come across all of them just yet to know them by name, but yeah. I know some of their work. I like to watch a lot of the big brands that are on majority of the celebrities. I like to watch the pictures and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. If Balmain is pretty much somebody that, shoot, I would love to hear a Balmain piece. But I'm kind of, I've been more so thinking about working with new up-and-coming designers that have yet to have celebrities wear their stuff, but it's incredible. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I haven't found them just yet, but that's what I'm looking for. I want to push it to people like, why not? Some of my people got some amazing ideas.
Yeah.
You see it on Instagram.
Yeah. I'm right there with you, you know, and that the kind of the new and up and comers. You know, we know what Chanel can do, but who's gonna get a shot? Next question, tougher choreo. Where have you been or Super Bowl formation?
Wow! Oh my God! I have to go with formation because.
Can you talk us through that moment a bit?
Chris Grant, Jaquel Knight, Anthony, they have all, they trained us in a way where we were going to war, okay? So that process, bro, the arm movements, the syncopation of the beat, the consistency, your energy being at 10 from beginning to end, like, granted, hi-hats process, and Troy's and Dante's, who I worked with on Where Have You Been?
Yeah.
Very much intense as well, but that trio over there for the formation, yes, we were prepared to do a Michael Jackson tour,
yeah.
If you ask me, working on formation, yeah.
Wow. Could you talk us through what it's like being in a rehearsal for anything Beyonce related? What are those hours like? Now we hear the 16-hour days, the 18-hour days, but let's hear it from a source. What are those hours like, and what are those rehearsals?
Well, I will say you're given a certain time frame as dancers, and with us being in the union, so it'll be about 8, sometimes 12 hours. If there's a specific project that needs a little extra time,
okay.
You best believe we'll be in there 14, 16 hours, okay? Now, during that formation process, some of us were shooting video content for Lemonade and going back to Super Bowl rehearsals and doing magazine shoots. So sometimes you were working damn near all day. Now, the one thing that makes a process like that with Beyonce worth it is because she'll turn around and say, thank you, guys. Thank you for all your time, energy, and effort. Mm-hmm. So you don't, you probably got 1 hour of sleep that night, but the fact that she's saying that just makes you feel like, oh, you know what? I'll stay here for an extra 22, Beyonce, just for you.
Right.
So, no, she makes it worth it, but no, it's very intense. It's you're giving it all you got. She's going just as hard as you, so there's no reason for you to ever fall back or feel like you don't have to go that hard. So, it's very rewarding once it's over, though, because you feel stronger than you did going in. You feel like, well, if I could do this, I could do anything. That's empowering.
What questions, Khadijah, do you have for me, or would you like to post to the audience?
Have some of you been the reason why you haven't gotten to where you want to go yet?
Mm.
Have you been your own biggest problem? Have you been spending your money wisely?
Mm.
Have you been saving? Have you been looking for some sort of validation that you have not found within yourself just yet? And then, have you told yourself that you're proud of yourself lately?
You know, Khadijah, I love how you laugh after you drop these bombs as though, you know, you said nothing at all. Like you just gave this Emmy Award bit of advice and it's like, oh, just a little something on a Saturday afternoon. Wow. Wow, so there you have it, everyone. But all right, transitioning out into the last portion of the conversation here. And I call it what makes you tick, because I think certainly of this ambition that we share, that all creatives share, that I think anyone who's on a mission, that's on a grind, you know, to make it past what they've seen as being the limit, to break that glass ceiling, you know, it's a lot of work. But I think in that it requires a lot of self-care. So Khadijah, what do you do to take care of yourself and to help yourself sustain?
And sometimes it's the day where I want to run 3-4 miles.
Yeah.
Or there's a day where I'm going to do my makeup and go extra. Because also, too, with the model life, we don't really get to be as glamorous as it looks on Instagram sometimes, because the clients want to see bare beauty. They just want to see you. So I spend a lot of time doing just a really clean-looking face. But some days I want to add a little gold shadow. It makes me feel good. Or I want to go have a cocktail with some girlfriends and catch up with them, hear all about their life.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because sometimes we get so caught up in our own stuff that we forget other people got things going on too. And it might be bigger than what you have going on. I also like to stay connected with my friends and family, especially my mom and dad, because they are my biggest support systems. And they, you know, they recharge me. And you know, just like a cell phone, we can't move without that charger. So, also just being surrounded by people who are like-minded, who are heading in the direction that I'm heading. That helps me, because I'm not going to sit here with a group of people who ain't never walked the walk and listen to, like, them dictate what I should be doing, or be around people who don't know how to surf those waves that come in life. Some people let those tides come in and it's a wrap.
No,
I need some forces next to me, because then it makes me feel like I'm where I'm supposed to be too. And I also sometimes I have to not overwork myself. I tend to expect so much from myself, and sometimes I'm gonna be like, "You are one woman. Relax. You cannot save the world, Khadijah. Calm down."
Yeah.
So I do have to be real with myself. It helps, you know, helps me keep things in perspective.
What's next for you? What's next for the Khadijah Shari brand? Any projects that you have coming up?
I wanna start working on ways to put together those ideas that I was telling you about.
Yeah.
Where it's, whether it be a program, whether it be some workshops, where I can get people to come and get this information.
Mm-hmm.
Even little things, like sometimes I come across some black women that don't know how to tie a head wrap.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to fault them for it. If you've never been experienced to that, how do I expect you to know? So it's little things that I know that I probably covered or seen or done myself, but I want to now get that knowledge out there. So I'm trying to work on some workshops, trying to work on certain things, and juggle my acting career at the same time, right? And then also use my modeling jobs to kind of connect with certain directors and editors and photographers and videographers and start putting together other projects where, you know, we could use this, all this beauty, all this melanin, and all this stuff to now get into the neighborhoods. Let's get in. Let's start exposing how people really see beauty. And is this new social media beauty what people are really attaining to be? Or are just, you know what I mean? What else?
Yeah.
Let's find out. Let's get in. I want to get in with the people and help get that out there. Like, not everybody is at that purchasing $500 worth of makeup products. There's some women who are happy in their natural skin. Let's hear some more from them. That might give our elite some perspective as well.
What's the end goal for you? You've had quite the career early on, and even where you are now. But again, the sky's the limit for creatives that have the sort of poise and level of conviction that you do. So what's the end goal for Khadijah? Dancer from Brooklyn, born in Trinidad. Where's that end for you?
Man, I'm hoping that it never ends, because I hope to create a legacy that goes beyond me. But I would say I would love to be in some projects that help move the culture forward. One, as an actress, we don't add that on my title,
right?
For real, for real. Two, a philanthropist.
Mm-hmm.
Three, I'd love to be a wife one day and a mom. And just be a whatever it is that I'm doing, I'm hoping that it is it is helping the culture move forward in some sort of way, and I am giving back all that I have been given. I don't know exactly what that entails. I'm not really good with 20, 30 years down the line, but I do hope to create and generate opportunities and career moves that's going to allow me to live life to the fullest as Khadijah, but also do something in the world. So whatever that might be, maybe I don't know, I come up with a product like Jessica Alba, mm-hmm. she came up with Onyx. I don't mm-hmm. know, there has something. I told you, these ideas been running around rampant in my mind for the last few months. I got to now hone in and really work on 3 or 4 to make them happen for real. But I don't know if I'm still here and living. I hope to continue to help, give back, be a force, be a bridge between, I don't know, cultures, other worlds, between different people, and then use the art platform. It's there, right? And you can smooth over a lot of things with art.
I think, Khadijah, what I'm hearing is in many ways transcendence is going to be what it is. To again, transcend again those boxes that you've been put in, that we're all put in some way as people of color, as just simply a young person doing something that hasn't been done before. So thank you so much for your time and your beautiful insights and your story.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Khadijah.
Stay tuned.